All right, it's Highway Radio. Thanks for listening. Gonzo's me. Josh Bell is here. Here's how this works. I watch the trailer, and Josh Bell watches the movie, and now we talk about it. Oh, and also, Josh Bell hates everything.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Josh, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am well. So it's a movie. It's about the Beatles, sort of?
Sort of.
It was my last gig. If it has happened by now, it's like a miracle.
Miracles happen. Electricity flicked off all over the world.
Yesterday.
When did you write that?
I didn't write it. Paul McCartney wrote it. The Beatles.
Who?
No. Stop it.
Yesterday.
It's one of the greatest songs ever written.
Well, it's not Coldplay. It's not Fix You.
Do you genuinely not know who the Beatles are?
Genuinely.
Then I'm in a really, really, really complicated situation.
I have a feeling the trailer's better than the film.
A little bit. This is it's a fine movie. It's called Yesterday, and the concept, as you kind of can imagine from there, this aspiring singer-songwriter who's been struggling for all this time and is about to give up. There's a blackout all around the world, and he's in a bus accident, and he wakes up the next day, and he's the only person who remembers the Beatles. They've been erased from existence.
Right.
So he decides that he is going to perform all the Beatles' songs, take credit for them as his own, and he skyrockets to stardom based on this.
It's a great concept.
It is a great concept, right, that they really don't do a whole lot with.
Really?
If you're really intrigued by what would the world be like if the Beatles never existed, the answer this movie comes up with is about the same. It really doesn't explore that idea in any kind of depth. It's really just a framework for this cute romantic comedy.
And I have a feeling I feel the machine working from where there's who's involved in this.
Is Richard Curtis is the writer, who is a big romantic comedy guy.
Right.
Wrote Love Actually,
Actually,
and
okay,
the Bridget
yes.
Jones movies, mm-hmm. and Four Weddings and a Funeral, and
right.
Notting Hill. And he actually made a sci-fi romantic comedy a few years ago called About Time that dealt with time travel. And similarly, it doesn't really think through the sci-fi idea. Really, this movie is about the main character, played by Himesh Patel, who's a British TV star making his debut here, who's very charming, and he has to realize that his best friend slash manager, played by Lily James, is the true love of his life, and as he becomes famous, he loses touch with his roots, and he has to get back to what matters, and all this kind of basic showbiz drama stuff and romantic comedy stuff. And it's cute, it's fun, it's pleasant. It does have a bunch of Beatles songs in it, although not as much as you might guess from the trailer. It's not as much about the music, but there's a lot of good music. It's fine. I just think if you thought, wow, what an interesting idea, you're going to be disappointed with what they do with it.
But it's okay to spend your time. You think, how many stars
yeah,
for Yesterday?
I give it 3 out of 5. If you like romantic comedies, or if you love the Beatles, you don't necessarily have to go see it in the theater, but it's a fun little time waster.
All right. Sounds good. Josh Bell Hates Everything. Once again, joshbellhateseverything.com is the website. Josh Bell Hates Everything on Facebook. And
yes. And you can catch me at Signal Bleed on Twitter.
Josh Bell, everybody. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me.
This is Highway Radio. Drive carefully, everybody.